Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Today's reading is titled, The Shortest Book Ever Written by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a hole in the sidewalk. It's a very deep hole. I fall in. I'm helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is there. I still fall in. It's a habit, but my eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. This is a reading that we often hear in meeting rooms for programs of recovery. And you know what? It warrants listening to it again and maybe applying it to our own lives. Maybe we're stuck doing the same thing all the time and yet hoping for different results. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a hole in the sidewalk. It's a very deep hole. I fall in. I'm helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is there. I still fall in. It's a habit, but my eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. There's another saying in the program which defines insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, and yet each time expecting a different result. Let's spend the rest of the time we have together in thinking about areas in our own lives where we're stuck doing the same thing over and over again. What is it? Why do we do that? Maybe we can use this time to think about doing something different. Maybe something very, very small. It doesn't have to be a major life change. Maybe changing one thing will get you a different result.